escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A quorum has not been established.
It's now official. At least 51 State House Democrats who fled Texas Sunday for Illinois and New York State broke quorum, stopping Monday's vote on the newly redrawn Texas congressional map. It's designed to flip five more seats to the Republicans in the 2026 midterm election. And according to Texas House Speaker Dustin Burroughs, they're now wanted.
The sergeant-at-arms and any officers appointed by her are directed to send for all absentees under warrant of arrest.
In order to kill House Bill 4, the maps, the Democrats will have to hold out through August 19th. That's when Governor Abbott's expected to call another special session. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, Texas Democrats have a message for the governor as they break quorum.
Several Texas House Democrats spoke in New York, saying the fight to protect democracy takes more than just one state. State Rep and Vice Chair of the House Democratic Caucus, Mahala Plesa of Collin County, responded to Governor Greg Abbott's message that abandonment means a forfeiture of elected office.
Come and get it. Come and take it. That's what we're saying. Look, governor is very good at manipulating the truth, right? And what he's saying is not completely accurate.
Plesa said the governor knows that they are using a tool that was given to them by the founders of the Texas Constitution. Abbott says meeting during a special session is not optional. Plesa says what the governor is doing will not work. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sports in the news for the on-time experts. New York's Governor Kathy Hochul stands behind Texas Democrats.
These brave public servants are taking a stand, a strong stand, against a blatant power grab that's happening in their state as we speak. What Texas and Republican states are doing at the direction of Donald Trump, I say, is nothing short of a legal insurrection against our Capitol. Legal meaning they're using the legal process. Does not mean it's legal, and it must be stopped.
She says New York is going to take a look at possibly doing the same thing, but on the Democratic side. Keep it here on KRLD. We continue to follow the latest developments on this constantly changing story.
News brought to you by the on-time experts. Downtown Dallas is home to the largest of its kind Crimes Against Children Conference, an annual event put on by the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center. Now, one of the speakers is survivor Jenna Quinn, the namesake of Jenna's Law, which since 2009 has required sexual abuse training in schools.
Why it's so difficult for any student or youth to report, why it's difficult for them to tell if they have been abused in any way, especially sexual abuse, and why it's a miracle that any child or youth would ever even tell at all.
Most recently, Jenna's Law was amended to also require sex trafficking prevention training in schools, and the conference brings together law enforcement as well as technology companies and prosecutors.
Also today, Dallas police rescue eight dogs from dogfighting conditions after they searched three properties on the southeast side. They found the dogs in poor conditions and puppies needing urgent care. They also found evidence of dog fighting. They arrested Gerald Brooks, charged him with five counts of dog fighting. which is a Class A misdemeanor.
The fight over redistricting down in Austin, it's getting pretty heated. Dozens of Democrats left the state, and then this afternoon, the governor ordered their arrest. Unless they come back, both sides are all fired up over this issue.
The special session is only for 30 days. We're prepared to stay here to kill this special session. We're hoping to bring national attention because this is not a Texas issue. This is a national issue. And if we let Greg Abbott and Donald Trump get away with this, it will impact all Americans' lives.
Pursuant to the powers that this House has, we have issued a call on the House. The governor has called me, and I appreciate his support. He has offered DPS to fully help us make sure we need to do what can be done to establish a quorum and do this special session.
Joining us live now to talk about all this is SMU political science professor Matthew Wilson. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so there's been, you know, just a lot of bickering back and forth that this obviously is, you know, something that wasn't originally in the plans, and now we're rushing to get things done to please the president. And then you have a lot of folks that are saying this is supposed to be done this way. I mean, right now, who's winning this fight right now, and where is this conversation going to lead off when they reconvene on Tuesday at 1 p.m.?
Well, predictably, I think responses are breaking down along party lines that Democrats see this redistricting effort as an outrageous violation of core Democratic principles. Republicans see it as, you know, a perfectly normal and acceptable political exercise, and the Democrats need to show up and do their job by participating in the special session in Austin. It's too early to say exactly how this will play out in the court of public opinion. Of course, like many political things, a lot of voters aren't exactly sure what's going on and who's doing what and why, but certainly the bases of the two parties are fired up about this, and national Democrats have clearly engaged to try to support their Texas colleagues' efforts.
And the whole thing with this, there's been a lot of talk about how the Democrats left the state similar to what they did in 2021. But this is a political ploy that's gone on in Texas since 1870.
Periodically, yes. I mean, it's not common. It's not the normal thing that legislators leave the state, but it has happened before. It happened in 1870. It happened in 1979. Democrats tried to obstruct redistricting back in the early 2000s, in 2003. They left the state first to go to Oklahoma, then to go to New Mexico. As you say, they did it in 2021 to try to stop a Republican election integrity bill. But those recent efforts, the 2003 efforts, 2021 efforts, at the end of the day, they failed because, you know, this is a ploy or an effort that can get a lot of attention. It can draw media focus. It can bring some national scrutiny to what's going on. But at the end of the day, it's a desperate measure because it's taken in the absence of any other levers that the minority party can pull. And it signals that they really don't have, at the end of the day, the political strength to frustrate this. Being absent is really the only tool in their tool belt.
You know, for those who are saying the governor, after he has now ordered the arrest, unless they come back, some people are saying he can't even do this. Is that true?
Well, he can order the sergeant at arms in the House to try to compel legislators to be present in the chamber. I think there are going to be a lot of claims in the coming days about what the authorities can and can't do. Some of it's a little bit legally murky because some measures haven't been tried before. So the governor, for example, is saying that if these people are wanted for felony bribery, and he argues that having campaign donors pay their fines is tantamount to bribery. If they're indicted for, or, you know, charged with felony bribery, then he would issue extradition requests to have other states cooperate to return them to the state of Texas. Now, given that they're in Democratic states and have the support of those states' governors, I suspect those would not be honored. There's also the question of Democrats claim that the fines themselves are illegal. the nuclear option that the governor is talking about is declaring their offices to have been abandoned, to be vacant, and temporarily filling them and calling new elections. Now, that's not been done in the past. That would be a real escalation. But the governor is talking about that to signal that he's not playing around here. And so it looks like we may be in for some real political hardball.
Cowboys, meanwhile, in Oxnard, no deal between Jerry and Micah Parsons. I love the Dallas Morning News headline yesterday. He said.
Yep.
Jerry says the talks he had with Micah back in the spring constituted a contract negotiation. Micah's agent wasn't there, though, so did it really? We're going to bring in R.J. Choppy now, upstairs, 105.3 The Fan, to talk with us and maybe can enlighten us a little bit on this. Jerry went out, talked with the media this weekend. That, in hindsight, that might have been a mistake.
Yeah, by the way, old Chisenhall Fields in Burleson spent many of the weekend.
Yeah, that's exactly where I went, yeah.
There you go. Look, this is the reality that the Cowboys have made for themselves, right? They have decided that, you know, it is going to be a long, drawn-out process. Probably was a mistake to talk. I don't think Jerry did himself any favors. But we also know that Jerry doesn't care, right? He doesn't care about how it's looked. He believes, you know, and whether you can argue rightfully or not, no publicity is bad publicity. And that's kind of where they are right now.
Exactly right.
All right, let me ask you this. And I don't know, I've heard people demand trades from different teams and so on. This one, for the Cowboys, though, you don't see this often. This feels a little different, this negotiation. It seems like there's some really hurt feelings on both sides.
It does. There is. Jerry feels like he was, Jerry feels Micah broke a deal. Like Jerry feels like they had a deal in place and that Micah backed out. Micah feels like Jerry's taken unnecessary shots at him, calling, the reaction for CD missing camp last year much bigger, saying that, you know, he's always hurt, now coming up big in spots. So both parties really have like a case to be made that, hey, you know, we feel like we are the jilted lover in this, and they're taking it personally. And that's one thing that Jerry doesn't do. Jerry has always said, don't let your money get mad. Well, his money's getting pretty mad right now.
Okay, so this is the bad news, and this is taking place off the field. I want you to hit us with some good news. Something's going on. What's happening on the field that we should be optimistic about?
Well, Dak's healthy.
We'll take it.
We'll go with that.
Okay. Yeah, small victories. He's healthy right now. Holden has looked really well, really good for the offense. He'll wear number 7 in these games, which is, you know, obviously in the preseason you're going to have duplicate numbers because you got so many guys in camp. He's looked good. But for the most part, it's like, you know, so far the camp's been, all right, let's get Dak healthy. Let's see how he looks. George Pickens and Micah, they look solid together. You had a Dak and Pickens. You're not going to see them in the spring, in the preseason game necessarily. But, you know, those are some things that you can keep an eye on.
Let me go back real quickly to this Micah situation. Is this, you know, back and forth? Is this just the games? Is this just negotiation process like we've seen in other teams go through? Or do you see this getting done soon, or is this going to linger for a while?
The Cowboys don't do anything the way other teams do it. I think it's going to linger. I personally think that Jerry's not – I mean, look, he's going to make an example of this. He's not going to trade him. He's not going to entertain a trade. He might answer the phone, but he's not going to entertain a trade. I think Jerry is very upset with what went down early on in the spring regarding an extension. I think he's dug his heels in. I'm kind of in the minority on this one. I think he has dug his heels in here, though.
Who initiated those talks back in March? Did Jerry call Micah in, or did Micah invite himself?
So that's another thing that we don't really if you believe what you've heard, Micah was invited in to talk about leadership. That's what Micah's kind of stance is. I was invited in to talk about leadership, not as a negotiation. And Jerry, as he will do, you know, he will talk business and everything. And he started going down the business route. You know, whether who you believe, was there a handshake deal? Was there no handshake deal? I mean, the amount of Jerry contracts that have gotten done on a paper napkin, I mean, you can count on You know, all, you need all the fingers and toes you got to count. That's just how he does business. So we think it was Jerry that pushed for it, but it was under the guise of a negotiation, not a negotiation, but a leadership discussion.
At the end of the day, he's going to be the highest paid non-quarterback. Yeah. So, I mean, is this just we just got to wait this thing out just for the sake of waiting it out?
I think so. That's kind of how it is. I mean, he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
He's going to get paid. It's just a matter of is he going to be from the Cowboys and it's going to be this year. I think we're past that. I don't think we're at this year. I don't think he's going to get paid this year.
Really?
I think Jerry's going to have him on the tag. On this contract, and then maybe a tag. I think he's dug in.
Wow.
Boy, that wouldn't be good for the team.
And those hurt feelings are going to be even more hurt.
Oh, man.
RJ, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.